You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back. I hope. But if not, if you just joined us, we're talking about cheese in general, but more specifically, cheese from Wisconsin and a great new event up in Madison, Wisconsin. It's September 29th through October 1st this year. 4 weeks. Time flies. It's called The Art of Cheese. And if you're a cheese fanatic and you want to learn more and taste, this obviously seems like the event to go to. We'll talk a little bit about that in another minute or two. My guest is Rachel Kerr. She's the mistress of knowledge about cheese for the WisconsinDairy.org, the website that has a wealth of information. You should check it out. Rachel, tell me a little bit about what you think the future is, and are we going to see more craft producers? Are these bigger conglomerates like Sargento or Bellavitano producer going to keep getting better and make different cheeses? Are we getting, now that we can order stuff online from anywhere, some of these small producers are making really magnificent handcrafted artisan cheeses?
Well, the best thing now is that because you can order things online, or there's so much more awareness around the different cheeses that we make, you can get access to more than you probably ever could before. So there's an opportunity to try. So there's a market for all of these kind of new and innovative products. You know, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about how a lot of people came from, you know, other countries and brought their cheese making knowledge to Wisconsin. But not only did they bring their traditions, they came with an open mind. So over all of these decades, especially in Wisconsin, they've kind of innovated and created new cheeses. That's why there's some cheeses that are invented in Wisconsin, or they're new takes on old classics. And so we kind of combine our history and heritage, all of that knowledge that we've cultivated here in Wisconsin over decades, with just the desire to try new things and create new cheeses. So like Colby, for example, is a cheese that was invented in Wisconsin. Brick cheese is a Wisconsin original. And even that Bellavitano you mentioned was invented here. So I think you're going to see some really interesting new takes on old classics, and there's going to continue to be some really great cheeses to try.
Yeah, we can't wait. You know, I did a demonstration at Johnson's Garden Center several years ago, and I made grilled cheese sandwiches on a small burner with a pan, and I used green chilies because that's what we were promoting, the fact that it was this time of year and Johnson's Garden Center was selling green chilies. But playing around and getting ready for doing that seminar and demonstration, and then there doing it, it was so much fun to use different types of cheese. Everybody, most kids in the world have had a pasteurized processed cheese product put on two pieces of bread. And that's good, and it's creamy, but man, you can use most anything, and then it just becomes a cooking technique to get that sandwich. And it's so fun to see the different types of cheeses and what you can do between two slices of bread. It's pretty phenomenal. I want to talk about WisconsinDairy.org. I think, you know, this is primarily for those who are in the business, I would imagine. But there's a whole lot of information there. If you want to learn a little bit about farmers, cows, the sustainability movement that grows and grows. And if you're a school teacher, they have youth in schools, dairy in schools, dairy education, nutritional resources. There's really a lot of stuff. Talk a little bit about the farmer organization, and this must play a really key role in those who are in the business or just starting or have been in for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, you can't have great cheese without great milk. And honestly, you'll hear that from cheesemaker time and time again. And so we, our organization really represents the Wisconsin dairy farmer, the people that kind of get up early, very early every day to milk their cows and keep, you know, producing literally the world's best milk that makes, in many cases, the world's best cheese. So, you know, that really is the foundation for a great product. And it is something that we take a lot of pride in Wisconsin. Whether you're a dairy farmer or not, there's a lot of love and pride and appreciation for the people who work really hard to literally feed the world. And we're lucky because we have all this great cheese expertise that kind of can take that amazing quality product that comes from these dairy farms and turn it into something that's greater than the sum of its parts. So WisconsinDairy.org is a great place to start if you're looking into more of the farmer and farming information. But if you are a cheese fanatic, like you mentioned earlier, then WisconsinCheese.com is a great place to head next, because that's where you're going to find all of this great information on how to pair cheeses from Wisconsin, the background on all these incredible cheeses, little stories and snippets about our makers and our producers. There's really a wealth of information there too. I think when you start diving into the stories behind so many of these products, you really fall in love. And that's part of why we actually created the first ever Art of Cheese Festival, because there's just so many stories to unearth and explore that we wanted to create an entire weekend to celebrate that.
Yeah, I love it. And Madison's a beautiful place. I've spent time there and also in Milwaukee when I was flying for FedEx, and it was always a great layover. And I had a Madison weekend and went to a brew pub and did a microbrew comparative tasting of 8 of their beers with 8 different cheeses from Wisconsin, and it was really cool, a lot of fun. At Wisconsin Cheese, good segue, man, just under our cheese bullet at the top, where to find cheese, how to pair cheese with beer, wine, bourbon, which is going to be one of the events at the Art of Cheese, master cheesemakers, and you say, well, what are the qualifications? It's a big deal. There's some great educational videos and fun stuff. And then there's the bottom thing is order online. It gives you a great resource for doing just that. When you guys set about doing this, I know having put together big events and hoping to get large amounts of people, are you expecting people from out of state? Is it mostly going to be for those who live there?
You know what? We are already expecting people from out of state. You know, some of the events are sold out. There's still tickets available. So if any of your listeners or anyone out there still wants to come, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Madison is a great place to visit any time of year, but we hope this late, early fall, late summer weekend will be just perfect. Yeah. But yeah, we already have, you know, we already have people coming from obviously Illinois and Minnesota, and I think there's some people who are traveling from New York already. So we've got already people traveling in for the festival. So we, you know, we know that there are people who love cheese and who are just crazy about food all over the country. And we think this is a perfect destination for those people who are the true food fanatic. Of course, we're going to celebrate with our local residents as well, because, you know, as much as we get to love and eat and experience our cheese every day, there's always room for more to celebrate.
Well, when I look at all the, let's talk a little bit. This one, 8 to 4 p.m., the first day of the event, and a journey through the heartland of Wisconsin cheese. This sounds like not only an interesting and informative tour, but what great fun and some pretty interesting stops along the way.
Yeah, so the festival itself will be 3 days long, kicking off on Friday with a series of excursions. So these are all-day experiences where ticket holders will board a bus in Madison and get out of the city to experience some of that dairy culture. And that tour in specifically, which I believe there might be just a handful of tickets left, will explore the heartland of Wisconsin cheese. I mentioned Greene County earlier, which is kind of a cheese making centric county in Wisconsin. They joke there's more cows than people in the county, which is true. And there's several really amazing small cheese producers that are there. And so we'll kind of explore the Swiss heritage that is Greene County. We'll visit Roth Cheese, get to meet one of their cheese makers, Maddie Kuhn, and have a tasting of some of their amazing grayer style cheeses that have literally won best in the world. We'll get a peek into their aging cave, where you get to see just beautiful wheels of cheese ripening and aging. And then from there, we'll experience one kind of infamous cheese, Limburger, which, if you're not familiar with it, is a washed rind cheese. Stinky, for sure, but in a good way. And has an unmistakable odor that you sometimes just can't let go, but it is an incredible cheese. It's a great story because Chalet Cheese, located in Greene County, is the only producer of this cheese. It actually has Belgian roots, and the German immigrants brought it to America, and it was at one time produced all over the country, but now only one producer still makes it here in Wisconsin. So it's quite special. And then we'll have lunch at a new boutique hotel and restaurant that was actually built into an old creamery. So you'll sit and dine at tables where you can literally see the stain from the original vat that sat on that concrete floor for a number of years. So just kind of an immersive experience to help kind of entrench you in the dairy culture that is Wisconsin.
Well, the best thing is, okay, that's a full day's program, 8 to 4 p.m., the journey through the heartland of Wisconsin. But more importantly, you did the right thing. You've got it on 2 days, I think, if I remember right. And that way you can take the time to go to one of the others. And one of the others I'd go to straight away was Age to Perfection, a bourbon and cheese excursion. This sounds like,
yes,
what a great thing.
Bourbon and cheese make a great pairing. So we'll explore, first we'll start at the Center for Dairy Research. So groups on that tour will go over to the Center for Dairy Research, which is a renowned research institute at UW-Madison, and is really with some world-renowned instructors, will help give a initial sensory class on cheese to help give you those foundational skills of what to taste for and what you're experiencing when you try a cheese. And then we'll head over to J. Henry Distillery just outside Madison for a really beautiful cheese and bourbon lunch. So you'll have a cheese and bourbon tasting. You'll have cheese and bourbon throughout your entire menu, catered by a really great local restaurant and James Beard award-winning chef. And then, of course, we're going to have a few of our renowned cheesemakers in attendance to help showcase their amazing products. So Marika Penterman, who's actually a Dutch woman who came from the Netherlands and came and here and started literally making cheese that is beating out her Gouda friends from the other side of the ocean. So she's a pretty incredible woman making some amazing cheese. So she'll be there along with some other folks. So it'll be a really incredible experience. And of course you get to, eat great cheese and sip great bourbon. I mean, how else could you imagine spending a fall afternoon?
Well, on Saturday, September 30th, again, if you could only do one event, this one sounds like a great one. The Cheese Fair off the square. Tell listeners about that and whet their appetite.
Indeed. So the fun continues throughout the weekend. On Saturday, we'll kick off the day with Cheese Fair off the square. So for those who haven't been to Madison, you may not be aware that we have the largest outdoor producer-only farmers market in the country. It goes all four sides of the Capitol Square. It attracts thousands of people every weekend. And so we'll be hosting a cheese fair to coincide with the market, where you'll find a few Wisconsin cheese vendors already, but we're going to have 16 additional Wisconsin producers from all over the state come together to sample and sell their cheeses. Of course, we'll have some music and some other fun activities, some food trucks serving, you know, fresh fried cheese curds, among other amazing fare. So it's just going to be a great stop to sample and maybe pick out your next favorite cheese. And that is the one public event of the weekend, which is open to cheese lovers of all ages and is free for people to pop in and attend. So while the other events throughout the weekend are all ticketed, this is going to be the one for everyone to join in the fun.
Yeah, what a treat. Other stuff on Saturday, the Art of the Cheese Board, and everybody loves that. And there is some pairing issues and what kind of cheeses you use makes a difference. I would also be interested in the art of crafting and cheese. Are you going to get the opportunity to be hands-on?
So that one is going to be where you actually craft your own cheese board. So you'll get to burn your own design into a cheese board. But we have two cheese experts there to kind of teach you about the history and heritage of Wisconsin cheese. They'll sample your way through a couple different cheeses to kind of experience and learn about them while you kind of sip on a beverage and literally craft a cheese board. So that one should be fun. So we kind of designed the seven different educational sessions throughout Saturday afternoon to appeal to every person and their interest. So there's three different pairing sessions. So you can go on to one on pairing wine and cheese, pairing cocktails and cheese, and pairing coffee and cheese, which is kind of an interesting perspective on things. And then, of course, you can go learn how to craft, learn about cheese in that one. You can learn how to build a cheese board with our friend Marissa Mullen from At That Cheese Plate. She's kind of a premier cheese influencer and created this step-by-step way to build a really beautiful cheese board. So not only will you learn from her, but you'll literally get to take home a cheese board full of all the cheese that you craft on it home. So that one will be a must-see event. And then we also are bringing in a woman named Liz Thorpe, who is kind of a great expert on cheese, to lead a class called The Art of Affinage. So, you know, we focus a lot on the cheese making process, but a lot happens after the cheese gets aged and finished. So she'll talk about in her class kind of the different ways the techniques after the cheese is made can influence the taste of the cheese. So she'll talk kind of about how cheeses taste at different ages, for example. She'll talk about how kind of the way the cheese is aged after the fact can change how it tastes. For example, if you wrap a cheddar in cloth versus age it on a plank. So there's a lot of different finishing techniques that actually influence it. So she'll kind of go into those nuances. So that will be really fun and educational. And I think I'm forgetting one. Oh, and cooking. Everyone loves to cook. And everyone loves cheese. So great way to combine the two. We're working with two great local chefs to kind of create this great educational experience. It will be kind of sip and eat along as they teach you different ways to cook with cheeses. The lunch session will focus on Hispanic style cheeses that are made here in Wisconsin. So that will be really fun and tasty. And then their dinner session will focus around using Italian style cheeses in their menu. So there's a lot to learn and a lot to experience throughout the day on Saturday.
Well, and then Sunday, the final day, you know, my wife and I are still debating whether we're going to try and drive up there, at least be part of one day, if not Sunday for sure. You start off with a bubbles and cheese brunch. And to me, sparkling wine, no matter where it comes from, and good quality cheese is like the perfect match. That unctuousness, mouth coating, cheese aromas, flavors, and then you wash your palate with some effervescent, well-made wine. And the bubbles and cheese brunch sounds like a hoot.
It's going to be great. And you nailed it. The bubbles that you find in champagne in particular really do kind of help accentuate the flavors of the cheese while also cleansing your palate. So they make a great pairing, and we're working with a local chef named Tori Miller, who owns Graze, the restaurant, and is also a James Beard winning chef. And he's creating an entire menu to feature Wisconsin cheese made by our women cheesemakers. So we have some really great women cheesemakers in Wisconsin. And so the brunch is going to be really focused on their amazing products, paired with, of course, some bubbles. And some of those cheesemakers, of course, will be in attendance as well. You can meet them. So that one's going to be great. There's two sessions. There's an earlier session and a midday session, so you can attend either one. If you are coming up for the weekend, though, might I recommend the Friday night cheese ball, where that'll be the biggest event of the weekend, actually quite the premier event of the weekend, should I say. So the Wisconsin cheese ball is going to be an all-out celebration. We're literally having cheese boards floating and hanging from the ceiling. We're going to have an entire Wisconsin cheese bar staffed with really knowledgeable cheesemongers to help guide you through different pairings and experiences. There'll be on-site watercolor artists to paint you in your favorite cheese wedge. So it's just going to be this kind of, you know, whimsical evening of cheese fun celebrating that. And of course, we're going to have, I think the list has at least 50 different cheeses from all over the state from different producers that you can try throughout the evening. So definitely come hungry. There'll be food. There'll be cocktails included. It really is going to be the not-to-miss event of the season.
Well, as a cheesehead, September 29th through October 1st. If you like cheese, this sounds like such a great event, and I hope that it becomes a very popular annual event. So if I don't make it this year, I can at least come in the future. Again, you want to get tickets ASAP. Some of the stuff is already sold out. WisconsinCheese.com. Look under the button up on top. Hover over that for inspiration. And down there at the bottom, it says Art of Cheese Festival. And don't forget, and Rachel, we talked about food and pairing cheese, but all the recipes that are available on the website, oh, my God, you start looking at the pictures, and if you're not hungry, you will be. So, well, look, what a treat. Yeah. Thanks for being part of the Good Life today. And
you bet, anytime. I hope to see you at the Art of Cheese Festival.
And if not, maybe crossing paths in the future, and we'll break open something that has that cute little badge on it that's proudly Wisconsin cheese. What fun. Have a great weekend, Rachel. Thanks for being a part of the show.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. Really, you got to go check out WisconsinCheese.com. Yeah, it's only about, I think if I remember right, a 10-hour drive to get there. The website has links to places to stay in addition to what's going on and the touristy stuff. And spend the weekend, again, September 29th through October 1st. Quick break. We'll be back. We got the wine of the week coming up, and we're going to have a little tribute to the great, the famous, the inspirational Jimmy Buffett. Gone too soon. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover?
in a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled B-A-B-B-E-L.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.